Your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for another day.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the praise that's in our hearts and in our hearts.
Yes,
and in our God. For each and every one, we know, Lord, why that praise is there, God.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes we praise you, Lord, we just lift our hands and say, I don't even know why.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have anointed us to praise you this day, God. And we thank you for that praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We come before your throne, God. We ask you, Lord, right now, God, you know each and every one and what they need you today, God, and what you want to press on our hearts today as your vessels, God. For our bodies is the temple, God.
Yes, Lord.
And right now, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you come on and you have your way in this temple today. Not just this building, but in each one of us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come in and do what you have to do in this body right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we need healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So we be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we need deliverance. So
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So that we may serve
yes,
you
Lord.
And carry
yes,
out
Lord.
Your will. To carry out the will of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those, God, who are being executed and persecuted.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
we bind the hand of the enemy who right now has been given an order to go out and to destroy. We cancel that order in the name of Jesus. Your Christians are speaking in number of the seven in the name of Jesus. We cancel that order right now in Jesus' name. So you will not destroy and kill. And I know you come to steal and destroy, but you will. We cancel that order right now in the name of Jesus. Those that you have said will die today will not die, but they will stand and declare the goodness of the Lord and declare that God is
Lord.
And some of those who are even being sent out, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to even change their hearts, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
That they may yield and bow, Lord, and say
yes,
that
Lord.
You are Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
many
yes,
are changing their hearts, God. Those who are in these types of organizations, God, you are touching them. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to move. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Break it down. Break it
hallelujah.
Down. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Anything the enemy has instituted and tried to use against the will of God and against
yes,
your people. In the name of Jesus, we stand as forces for you, God. In the name of Jesus, that they will not. They will not deceive, but
yes,
we know that no weapon that is formed
yes,
against us
yes.
shall prosper in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, bless this place today. Holy Spirit, have your way here today. Look on each and every one of those, even those who may still be on their way. Keep them from hurting.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless this
yes,
house this day.
Yes,
bless this place this day.
Yes,
bless
Lord. Yes,
house
Lord.
This day.
Hallelujah.
Bless this house
this day. Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Oh, Mother God, they are the words of you. first lady upstairs week doing well. And there is a demonic pressure that is on this service that we need to break.
Okay.
Do you understand what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Amen.
The enemy don't want healing to take place. The enemy don't want a whole lot of things to happen today. So we need to raise this praise a little bit harder and have our mouth to do it a little bit sharper. Because we want God to do something today. So I need everybody's participation in this. Because we need to thank the Lord. Because all we have to say is thank you,
Lord.
Because God has given us the power. He has given us the authority. And he has placed us on the assignment to try to get all this stuff out the way. Hallelujah. So that God can have his perfect will in our lives. Alright? So we're going to start this right. And we're going to finish it right. Because we want God to do the impossible for some things. Now, we don't have to have her downstairs in order for God to do it. But we're going to stand in agreement that God has done it again. Hallelujah.
that we will consume the word of God, that our spiritual man will digest the word, that we will gain nutrients, that we may grow in the knowledge of Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your beautiful way in this place this morning. We thank you for showing up.
Yes,
we thank you for being present,
yes,
oh Father, as we begin to sing unto you, and begin to call upon your name, and
give
the sacrifice of our lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your power overtake this place.
Yes, Lord.
That the prophetic cloud will come down, and that our head will be buried in the cloud. That your glory will manifest itself. And as a result, your people will be healed and be restored. In Jesus' mighty name. God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may please have your seat in the blood. Lord, the
blood of Jesus.
Great pleasure doing day after day. But these are my brothers and sisters, not because of the color of my skin, but because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Not because maybe they speak English language and I speak English language, but because of the blood of Jesus. Because we read one Bible. That happened around the same time. 14 people were killed in France. The media talked about the 14 people that were killed, and the 2,000 people, or over 2,000 people that were killed, were not talking about it. Just judge for yourself. The Bible says the throne of God is established upon justice and righteousness. Wherever there's no justice, there will be no peace. Wherever there is no justice, there will be no peace. The only time we will experience peace is when we have established justice and righteousness. If we will have a country as great as this one, United States, and we will favor one group over the other, and we will value one color of skin above the other one, and there is no justice, know that there will be no peace within. And the measure of destruction is not going to come from outside, it's going to come from within. That's why I believe Dr. King said, we will all die as fools. If we don't bring equality into the system and give everyone his rightful place and position, there will never be peace within. And the destruction will come from within, while we are looking at outside thinking it's coming from outside. This morning I'm going to talk about winning against spiritual terrorism. Whatever is happening in the natural has started in the spirit. It started in the spirit before coming into the natural. Demons have spoken to these people, pumped them up, and they get to that place where killing means nothing. They didn't just get up and say, oh, he's going to kill. No, they didn't just get up and say, oh, we believe in the building Muhammad. Or, no, it started somewhere. And it started where? In the spiritual realm. Sin didn't start with man. It started with Satan. The earth today is filled with sin. But where is the origin? It started in the heart of the devil, Satan. But today we find ourselves having to deal with sin on a daily basis. And we are suffering as a result of sin. It didn't start with us. But we are the one mostly suffering as a result of it. Spiritual terrorism. Are you ready?
Amen.
It's going to be very interesting.
Amen.
And I want you to pay attention. If you can pay attention all the way through, the tape will be available, Lord willing. Are you ready?
Amen.
Let's go to the book of John, the 10th chapter, verse 10. Thank God for Sister Joyce, listening to me.
Amen.
The worship pretty much prepared the way for the message.
That's right.
And I thank God for it. Are you there? Amen. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Here, Jesus is giving us a revelation.
Yes.
He's not just teaching. You need to understand that. It's a revelation. Nobody knew until this time in history what Satan is all about. We knew he came and he deceived our forefather Adam. We knew that things happened and Satan was behind. But we couldn't really tell what Satan is all about. Until Jesus spoke in John 10:10 and said, this is
what he's come to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. That is his goal. When you see the enemy in Northern Nigeria killing over 2,000 people this week, what did he do? He stole vision, he stole purpose for life,
yes.
He stole dreams, he stole finances,
yes.
He robbed them of everything that they have, he robbed them of generation that would keep life going, he robbed them of their personal property, and what? He killed them.
Yes.
Yes.
And he killed them.
Amen.
So as I begin to look through the scriptures, there is truly one thing I have found, that the enemy will steal from you.
Mm-hmm.
Those 21 things, he will target whether you like it or not. So I begin to look at the number 21 closely to find out what is the prophetic meaning of the number 21 itself. It doesn't look too good, ladies and gentlemen. Are you there?
Amen.
Are you there? When you look at the children of Israel, through the wilderness experience, there have been 21 major rebellious events. 21 major rebellious events with the children of Israel in the wilderness. When I say rebellious event, that's not anything that is rebellious, is what is against God, not against man, necessarily, as far as the scripture is concerned. It's what is against God and His word. There have to be 21. Are you there?
Amen.
When you go into the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul listed 21 major sins. Are you with me? Paul wrote about 21 sins in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And these 21 sins show exceeding wickedness of self and sin. Are you with me? The first book of Kings and the second book of Kings make of the mention of 21 reference to sins of Jeroboam. The 21 kept looking nothing good. It's all like sin. So Satan is come to either inflict you or steal from you or do you wrong about 21 times. What do I mean by that? What I mean here is that there are 21 things in your life or that concern you. If you can really attack them, then you will be no good. Now without wasting time, and because they are 21, we're going to go ahead with it. So are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my nose has come under attack. Hallelujah. Yes, my note came under attack. It's completely removed.
Lord,
still on the throne. Are you there?
John 10. Kings 1, 2. 2 Timothy
3. 1 Timothy 3.
Kings. Verse 7.
Then give me a few minutes. Back to it. All right. Amen. So, I think about 21 things that the enemy would like to attack. Or 21 things of pain he will try to inflict to you in your lifetime. And if he can succeed, then his mission is accomplished. Terrorism is to inflict pain to people. Is to kill people, is to steal from people. What Jesus mentioned in the 10th chapter of the book, the 10th chapter of the book of John, 10th verse, is found exactly within the definition of terrorism, if we will break it down and explain it properly. Terrorism is not doing anything outside what Jesus already said. In John 10:10. So, as we go a little further into it, this is what we found. Are you with me? The first thing is your purpose. It is purpose that gives a life definition and meaning. So, if you're living without a goal, without purpose, that means you are just living with no future, actually. Because there's nothing you're going to try to accomplish. You are just there, a tree will have a purpose. And what about you? And far more important, a Christian. The second thing is your desire. I don't want to spend too much time in that because I'm going to go somewhere else after I finish all this. The second thing is, your desire. God said what? He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
So if you are living as a Christian and you have no desire, that simply means you are expecting anything from God. Mm-hmm. What you are expecting from God is your desire.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
If you have no desire, then there's no expectation for you. As far as God is concerned. Because what God has promised he will do is that he will give you the desire of your heart. When he came to someone in the dream, what did he say? He said, ask me. Meaning, what is your desire?
Yeah.
And then someone said what he wanted. And God said, well, I'm going to give you what you ask. But because you didn't ask for this, God see that it will be good to give you this also. That's why the Bible says, sometimes we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God knew that having wisdom is good, but if someone can get some money, he will build a temple to the expectation of God.
Yeah.
Because the temple was the most expensive project ever in the history of humanity. If you take that temple and you bring it into today's society, what the temple could be? Bring it into today's value.
That's right.
You will realize that it was something way beyond the reach of the nation of Israel. God was involved. All the surrounding nations put their hands into it. The Bible said.
Right.
The kings were sending cedar out of Lebanon. Gold was flowing in.
Wow.
precious metal and stones were thrown in. Israel saw the portion of the land that his father conquered just to pay for the temple. Your vision. A vision takes a person to a destination.
Yes.
Are you with me? Your vision is where you want to end up. And what where you want to end up is your destination. That's what you have in your head, in your mind. And when you wake up, that's what you're looking at. My vision is not to get up and go to work and come home. No, that's not my vision. That's what I'm doing right now, but that's not my vision.
Amen.
What you do right now is not your vision. If that is your vision, then you are living there in life. There's no potential for you. There's no potential for growth. There's no potential for improvement because you have arrived. Look at it. Think about it. Vision is pretty much your destination. If the enemy can rob you of your destination, even heaven, you know, heaven is going to be out of the way. Jesus said his mind, the Bible says, on the joy that was set before him. The joy that was set before Jesus was not in the earth. He was not on the earth. He was not under the earth. He was in heaven. But he endured the pain on earth so he can endure his vision in heaven.
Yes.
He set his eye on the joy that was set before him. And that was the right hand of the Father. Are you with me?
Amen.
Your gift. Your gift, your talent, they are only for this. Your gift. Talent is a gift because you didn't work for it. You were
Amen.
Gift.
Amen.
When God made a man, he put a talent into him. When Holy Spirit comes into your life, he gives you a spiritual gift. When Jesus calls you, then he will put you, he'll give you office, which is also a gift. We don't work for a gift. If you have to work for your Christmas gift, then it's no longer a gift. Are you with me?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
So the enemy is after the gift. If the gift can be taken away from the church, then the church will be powerless. The church will be no good. Because first, we do not have people to be able to give. Therefore, mission will be killed.
Yes.
We will have people without a gift of intercession, a gift of prayer, a gift of, prophecy, a gift of preaching, teaching, and artisan. At that point, the church will not be the church of the flesh. It will be no good. So the enemy is after the gift for you. If you have a gift and you still don't know where to work from it, that means the enemy is robbing you.
Sit on there, everything is quiet, it's alright.
It's not from God!
Amen.
If your gift is not making you move and feel the comfortable because you just sitting there, then the enemy is robbing you. And he's going to keep robbing you till you die and not ever lose your gift. He's after your gift.
Amen.
Because he can only take the gift out of you, that's right. All he can do is to rub you, make you feel good on your chair, and to a point you realize that you take 4 chairs so far. You rub you, make you stay in there, and your gift you still have on it. And somebody that is in need of your gift is out there dying, and you are sitting here, and they are feeling fine. That's why I always take God for hands of prayer. That we are able to provide a boy with a surgery. Mm-hmm. And be able to give somebody a way out of water.
Yes.
To be able to give some students, school, furniture, and supplies so they can go get some education and have a better life for themselves.
Amen.
If one day I can see them somewhere and say, hey, these are the people, the children, that hands of prayer has helped. Lord, we thank you. We are able to pull somebody out of poverty. Poverty is not a gift of God to you.
No, sir.
Hallelujah. Are you with me?
The fruit of your body, the enemy is after it. The fruit of your body,
the enemy
is the children that proceed out of you, whether spiritual or physical. The enemy is at the fruits of your body.
Yes.
They are the generation that will pick up mental. They are the generation that will take the life after you breathe out. They are the generation that will lift their hands into worship when your hands get up and go up. They are the generation that will go on the field when we can no longer walk those rocky mountains. They are the generation that will carry on the legacy of Jesus Christ. The enemy wants to rob you of them. So when the children start going crazy in their head, attack the enemy that is coming against their mind, because he wants to rob you of them. Your marriage. The Bible says, when God has put together, let no man. It's God's intention that man and woman will come together so man can be full again.
Yes.
Because man is not full until he's married.
Amen.
Because when God took the rib out, he never put it back.
Yes.
He never put it back. And the only way you get that rib back is when you put a ring on the hand.
Amen.
And promise that you will be loyal. Not only to God, but to her and to him, or to him, if you're a woman, until death separates you. That is the time you get that ring back. Hallelujah. So, the enemy is after that as well. And maybe you are built to be a BMW. And he is coming with a foreign party to put in there. And he's not feeling.
Jesus.
And he's brewing in there.
Jesus.
Somehow.
Jesus.
And you start an engine like, boom, so what?
Jesus.
We start an engine. Hour after the marriage, he said, oh, I made a mistake. You better retire. You better give him something. You're out of your mind after an hour after the marriage, you realize you made a mistake. If I were to be that woman, he would have woke up in the hospital. It's not an act of violence. It's an act of justice.
Jesus.
Marriage. He's coming after your calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have calling in the kingdom of God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And as I said before that, what a believer or a Christian can do to prayer, nobody else in the earth can do it. We establish the will of God in the earth through prayer.
Yes.
We have a major calling upon our life.
Yes.
You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to be well, a servant of a thousand people. You don't have to be any of this. You can pray. Establish the will of God in the earth through prayer. It's a calling. Besides that, we have many other callings. But the enemy is attacking.
Yes.
He's attacking these callings. Hallelujah. When you go apply for a job and you come and then you come back, what do? You're waiting for the call.
Yes.
You're waiting for the call.
You're absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
As soon as you hear the call, yeah, I got the job.
Right.
But if you don't hear the call, these people down for me. Right?
Absolutely.
That's how it goes. So if the enemy can put a wax in your ear so you don't hear the calling, then he accomplished something. And you know who is going to get hurt? It's you.
Exactly.
Amen.
Because if you don't have a job, that means the paycheck is not flowing in.
Yes.
If you can hear God calling, that means the spiritual paycheck won't come.
Glory.
The enemy is after your calling. Your potential! Hallelujah. You might be the tiniest, the smallest, but you might be the one with the greatest potential.
Yes.
potential does not show because of your size. We can't see your potential because of your beauty. Potential has nothing to do with beauty and size. It has to do with the key that God has put in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your potential is what God put inside.
Mm-hmm.
That potential, the enemy wants to cover it.
Yes.
When you have, you put a seed in the ground and it starts coming out. Let's say it's a cedar seed. A cedar seed is going to be a big tree one day. Okay? But if you cover it with a bucket, it will never become a tree or a leaf. Instead, it will die because of sunlight. Jesus is our son.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
The enemy is after your potential. The instrument of your blessing. When the devil takes this away from you, while others are boldly speaking of the Lord's goodness, you will not have a testimony to share. Have you realized that there were times where people are just giving testimony and you say, oh Lord, what the heck is wrong with me? Because I just don't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just say, you know, I'm just going to say something and you lie. I've heard in churches. Your expectation, your instrument of blessing, sometimes it's people, sometimes it's something else that you never look at, you never think of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I never thought God would use the Muslim to bless me. But he did.
Okay.
In the crucial time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
The enemy. And that was the time, if I confess today, I never really want to have anything to do with God. Because what? I have fellow Christians right there. But you know what? They were the ones that really didn't care. God will do anything he can use anybody. He used a donkey. He used the king of Babylon. He used the king of the enemy. He used the king of himself.
Yeah.
God will use anything that he has to bring in.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
I want, oh Lord Jesus, Christmas time, one of my customers gave me lottery ticket. I didn't know that's what it was. You want a card, so I took the card. On my way, I opened the card, and here I saw two lottery tickets. I said, Lord Jesus, I don't play lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play. So what am I going to do with it? I said, well, but here's the deal. I didn't buy it. This is a gift.
Right.
I didn't buy it. I took it to one of my different customers that has a store. I said, you go check that thing for me. He said, you. I said, oh, you check it. He said, oh, you better scrape it. I said, look, I don't have a metal on me. You check it. So he gave me a quarter. He said, you. I said, oh Jesus.
That's right.
And look, I do you favor every week, okay? This is one favor I'm asking you. I didn't buy it. What if it happened to be one that I had something on it, and the window like it said, what?
Buy it, you
will just forget. I didn't buy it. I will refuse my faith to be shown on the camera. I will refuse to stand in public and say, I am the winner of Holy Text. I don't know about that.
Oh, boy.
No. But before I became a believer, I prayed in Togo and I won. And you know what? The Lord spoke to me, that's how I won. I went. I bought a ticket. And as I'm buying the ticket, I was giving the numbers. Once my brother came and said, no, change that number, then I changed the number. I went back and said, no, that is not the number. And I gave the number that I had first. And the next day, it happened to be the winner. I said, oh, that was the money I had ever spent in my life. I said, well, how rich? You see, if you are so poor and you see $100, you think you are the richest man in the world? That's what happened to me. It wasn't $100, it was $50. That was...
Oh, no, I was saying then.
I wasn't following anything.
Yes. The instrument of blessing. The enemy will strip you from your instrument of blessing. Your expectation. The expectation of many have been killed due to lack of faith. The Bible says if you ask without wavering.
Yes.
If you ask, believing. If you ask, without being double-minded,
you will receive.
That's right.
Amen.
And do you know why he said that without double-minded, without wavering and all this? It's because it doesn't take time. If it's going to happen just right there, he will not say without wavering. He will not say without faith. Because as soon as that it happens, then there's no reason for you to wait.
Amen.
But because it will take time.
Amen.
During the time you ask to return is fulfilled, your faith will be tested.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have faith for what you will ask for?
Yes.
Do you? We will find out during that time. Joseph, it took 19 years.
Are you with me?
Abraham didn't even see the blessing. And I don't want that. I don't want to see it. It came to pass.
Right.
It came to pass. When you see the nation of Israel dead today, it's because God spoke to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Israel is dead. If not, Israel would have been on the map today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody recently, or last week, draw a map without the nation of Israel.
Mm.
The devil is a liar. You can't tell me you forget the nation of Israel.
That's right.
By drawing the map of the whole world and forget just Israel. You are possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Some demon is speaking to. He turned around to apologize, but that's another story. Your expectation, yes. Your God! A shining star signifies a colorful destiny. When you wake up in the morning, you've seen the sun rise. You know it's day. Oh, you know it's, yeah. What if you wake up in the morning and you look at the clock and you say 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's dark, you begin to find out what's wrong, whether it's the clock or something going on in the sky. Because it can happen 8 o'clock in the morning here and it's dark outside.
Sorry.
8 o'clock in the morning, the sun is shining. Even if you have the shortest day of the year, 8 o'clock the sun is out. You can see. You don't need a flashlight. But if you get up in the morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and it's still dark, you're going to start finding what is the problem. Maybe my clock is behind, or my clock, that's when your mind is going to go first. Or try to find out what's wrong. So if you wake up spiritually and you don't see your sun shining, you don't see your stars, you know something is wrong because the sun is always shining. Jesus is always shining. The bright morning star is always shining. And the interesting thing here is that he shines through the deepest of the darkest clouds. Without light, there will be no light, they say. Which happens to be true. As far as the scripture is concerned, by scientifically they realize that the letter there will be dead because God has put life under the ocean, miles down there, and there's life down there, and they just run out.
God can do some stuff.
Amen.
Your voice is one of the things the enemy can steal from you. Your voice, why are we talking about your voice? When she stood up here with the right thing, what are we hearing? We hear the
song that she was singing, and it was because of the voice.
She wasn't singing with a sound language.
I can understand. I don't know how music can go with her. I don't know how she can put a tambourine on a sign language, you know, singing. I don't know.
You need a voice to communicate what God has given you. And what God has given you, for you to properly communicate, you have to have the right voice to communicate the message. And when the message is communicated, that's where life comes to people.
Mm-hmm.
And without you having a voice, your ministry is quenched. The people that are waiting on you, they are dying, and they're going to keep dying as a result of you not having a voice. The authority in your voice will also be quenched. Don't let the enemy steal your voice. When people become timid, timid that is the work of the enemies.
Yes.
Snap out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
I was born in that when I said I cannot speak in front of one person. How much more two people? So I started speaking to my dog. And when I was the dog, I had a lamb.
Okay.
And I started talking to the lamb. And the interesting thing is that the lamb started listening to me. And whatever I said, he would do. And when I'm not around the building, he will go and steal people's food, and when it's building, he knows he'll cry to me. And I said, don't do that again. He goes, So, I began to develop my skills with the dog and with the lamb. And move from land and a dog to a flower pot and a tree. And then be bold. Start somewhere. Because sometimes when you want to start up there, you will fall. Because why? You don't have anything to maintain that momentum.
Amen. Amen.
You
Amen.
Have to build the momentum.
Amen.
So when you get there, you can keep it going.
Amen.
You can stay there and keep it going.
Yes.
Have you ever seen somebody come before the people and say something to them and it took off? Because he hasn't built the momentum to maintain. Are you there? Your voice. Your life. This represents your divine assignment in life. We all have a divine assignment as far as life is concerned. Life is not only about meat and bread. It's
sure.
much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It is the devil's delight when men and women do not discover, start, or complete the agenda of God for their life. Your divine helper, 15. Divine helper are those God has raised up to assist you. In a marriage, a wife is a helper. In life, you have a helper. That's why when you can ask when you are in need, you are prideful. That's the way it is. Pride keeps people from asking. Pride keeps people from asking. And it's not a good thing, you're kidding. Your career! This summarizes what you are able to do. Right now, you have a career? Yes, you're looking forward to move forward. You want to make more money? Yes, you want to have a much better position. If you have a better position, the church will be much better. And therefore, the tithe and the offerings will be much better. The kingdom will be able to do much better.
Yes.
That's just simple. But if those people will not be able to have a job and maintain themselves, then some of them will come to church. Second, the church will be poor and have no money. Third, we will not be able to provide a surgery.
Yeah,
and then this goes on and on. So when your finances or when your career is coming up that time, look at it from the spiritual perspective. No, the kingdom of God will survive this. The kingdom of God will survive this because the kingdom of God is my money.
Yes.
Oh, that's the way it is. That's simple. The kingdom of God needs my money.
Yes.
Your name. Hallelujah. Your name. Have you ever went to a place, been in a place where they just, I heard about you.
Yes.
I heard about you. Yes. Why did they heard? They heard your name.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't seen you, but they heard
Your name. Your name went before you. They don't care about your name. The enemy will attack your name. And sometimes they get dirty your name without you even knowing it. People, you're walking by, people start laughing, and then you heard the story afterward. And they realize that, oh, it wasn't you per se. It was somebody else. They just made a mistake. Somebody just made a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It was devilish assignment. You just dirty your name. Hallelujah. That's what they're trying to do with Jesus.
Yes.
Even today. They're trying to say he married. Mary Magdalene, he married Diana, they try to bury his name. Yeah. You can bury that name. Yeah. Try you
that.
Hallelujah. Oh my. No. Hallelujah. Because people tried before and they didn't succeed. Why make you think you don't succeed?
Hallelujah.
Your destiny! Your destiny is not as your mission here on earth. Your destiny! Destiny! Your destiny is very important. And then you come after your destiny. When you look at you, what you look at is where you are going in life. It's what has been reserved for you. It's your destiny. That's where he's focused on. If he can destroy you now, your destiny you will never reach. Destiny, very important. The promise of God. God said, I have a mind of good towards you and not of evil. They will come to that say, but if God really does have a mind of good towards you, why is he suffering now?
Oh my.
He will attack every promise of God. And then, you say, yeah, that might be true. If God really did promise this, why? The promise of God attack. And you agree with attacker. Therefore, the promise is deactivated.
Wow.
It's not destroyed per se, but it's deactivated.
Yeah.
Your future. As Christians, our future is in heaven. Like I said, our future in heaven is not earth, because this earth shall pass away. You know, people say, oh, no, it's not this earth that's going to pass away. The Bible says the lion and the lamb will sit and eat, not in this corrupt, polluted earth. No! Heaven is not polluted. The Bible says, John saw in the new Israel coming from the sky. Hallelujah! If this earth is where we're going to live, then, you know what? Thank you. It's polluted!
Amen.
So much chemical in the air, from factories to farming, we destroy the atmosphere.
Yes.
From the bottom to the top, everything is polluted. There is no way on this planet Earth you're going to go and there's no pollution.
Yes.
All the way to the Arctic, they throw trash out there. Trash!
That's right, that's right.
All the way into the Arctic. I have never been there, but they went. They went, not only on the ice, but they went under the ice and put pressure on them too.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. You will build a lab in the ice. Yes, back in the 50s, I believe, or 60s. They built a lab into the ice. And you know how they did it? They got machinery up there. They got heavy equipment down there. What do you think they were eating out there? Not the seal, not the sharks, because sharks don't live on ice. And they are now Native Americans who say they were eating the seal. They were eating this stuff in the open of the bag. And the trash is going away. They put it in the food here. It's polluted. Forget about it. Now the tsunami that has no longer hit Japan is coming. Thousands of tons of trash into the oceans.
That's right.
And California keeps cleaning up trash. And you know what? Pacific is dirty.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go. Pollution is everywhere. Our future is heaven.
Amen.
Jesus set his eye on heaven. What he will enjoy being in the earth. And now he's breathing. Oh, that presence of God. Ah, he's here breathing that presence of God. Under a crouch. Probably up there to now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Sing it to God.
Glory
be
glory.
God be the glory.
Yes.
Glory be to God. These are the reasons that heaven is. Your present life. Come on, doctor. That is no news. Yeah. Because this is not the life that God intended for us.
No, sir.
When Job was going through, that was not the life that God intended for him. But it was because he came under attack. When Israel is enduring all these things around the globe, it's not because this is the last God intended for them. It's just that they have come under attack. So spiritual terrorism look at every aspect of life and try to inflict pain. Terrorists will attack jobs. Terrorists will attack, like there was not long ago they attacked the water system in Chicago. In the wind, they attacked the electrical grid, shut the power down, people were in the hospital, operation room. They still pain across the board. But the interesting thing here is that, are you ready? Isaiah 49 verse 2. He said, I'm not just going to leave you with why the terrorists can do and why the terrorists can do. I'm just going to tell you why the deal is here. Isaiah 49 verse 2. He said, he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let the terrorist do everything that he can. My mouth has been made like a sharp sword. The prayer, the word of my mouth, hallelujah, and the meditation of my heart are like a sharp sword to cut through whatever the enemy may bring. Hallelujah. This week, I was on a job and I was meditating on the fire. That boy put a bomb in his underwear and get on the Delta airplane to blow the airplane up.
Yes.
And when the bomb didn't go off, the Lord, the family was free on the airplane. There was a believer on the airplane.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And the believer was on the airplane and was free. I said that word. I said, listen, you didn't hear me. He said what? He said, and he had made my mouth like a sharp sword. The sharp sword out of the mouth of that believer cut the wires off the bomb. Yes. The bomb will get confused and burn into the bomb.
Yes.
Yes. The bomb get burned out. The airplane didn't go up because what? There is Elijah over right there standing right there. This is the Elijah that is praying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't just look at everything that the enemy is doing and minimize what God is doing.
Yeah.
perfume reach heaven.
And not only that, what makes it more interesting here is that the word Father occurs on one side.
The word Father. Father. The Bible says, oh, no man on earth, Father.
Amen.
But he that's in heaven.
Amen.
He shall not tell the dream, hey, Father. He calls them a father. Father,
when trouble comes, the kings call who? They call their fathers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They call their parents.
Because
that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know their parents more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can be their family friend. Yeah. But when trouble happens,
mm-hmm.
They tend to their parents. Little kids, that's what they do. That's what Jesus said. Forbid them not to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because their hearts are purer than you, disciples.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
They think they are closer to Jesus than the children. But the children's hearts are purer than them.
The heart of the children was purer than the heart of the disciples.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said, don't forbid them not to come to me. Because what? Heaven belongs to the one that I. Just like this one.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Children's heart. Mm-hmm.
God takes great pleasure in the prayer of the children. Because what? In their innocent state, they know to pray to God.
That's right.
My. Second thing, Father, each occurs 21 times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So for every single one of these things that the enemy will come for, you have a Father to call upon. You have a circumstance to burn.
Yes, Lord.
Right?
Yes, Lord.
Circumstances attract the presence of God.
Yes.
When in the days of tabernacles, when the fume rise,
when it goes up, and they know that the Lord is there. He's sucking it in. Have you ever been in a place where they have a fan, a dust fan, where they start the fire and the dust fan just suck the fume out? When the fume is accepted, or when the sacrifice is accepted, the fume goes out straight.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not accepted,
Amen.
And
Amen.
Call them to choke.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what happened. So, this is the deal. He has made our mouth sharp so we can catch that which the enemy will plant, that which he will bring against us. This is happening. We realize that we have come at that time. We don't need to hear the media anymore. Because why? They're going to get you confused and disoriented. Go into prayer. Go into of giving the sacrifice. Go into burning the furnaces. Call upon your Heavenly Father. Jesus warned you and me. He said, call no man, Father, down here. Because if you call man the Father, that means you receive the help of man. But when you call your Heavenly Father in the time of trouble, you say, Father, you will receive the help of heaven. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me? So, 21 times, the rebellious event happened when Israel left the land of Egypt. Paul mentioned 21 sins in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And here we see that the word frankincense and Father occur each one of them 21 times in the scriptures. Go think about it. Go digest that. Because numbers do mean something as far as the Bible is concerned. This is how the year 2016 has started. 2,000 people killed. And the hypocrite media chosen to talk about it, but to talk about the poor king. that are in the working world. Israel felt forgotten. And God said to them, no, you are the apple of my eyes. Can a woman forget a baby of a womb? Even if she dies, God said, I will not forget you. This is the word. Now I understand why that word came, how was that Friday night? Now I understand why. Because sometimes we speak things and we don't even know why. And after we find out, this is one of the keys. He said, I will not forget you. But now I understand. People are like, who is going to fight for us as Christians? Who is going to intervene? Who is going to stop the terrorists? The Western world is not interested in. Until their borders got hit, then they will start thinking of doing something. It doesn't matter where we are, it doesn't matter which country we live in, we belong to a kingdom, and the kingdom is under attack. As for you and me, we will do whatever we can to defend our kingdom.
Amen.
We don't take the sword of the flesh to fight. We don't take the firearms that are no good, but can only kill the flesh. No. We use spiritual weapons that are powerful, mighty through God, who has designed them for us to use and to be effective.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we exalt you on this day. We praise you. We thank you, O Father, that you have given us that authority. You have given us the window. You have given us the way to come to you and call you Father each time we need to. And Lord, we thank you for making the circumstance available that we will be able to burn when we need to. Lord, we thank you for providing the fire, which is the fire of the Holy Spirit, to burn this circumstance and release the sweet smell unto you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the believers, our fellow brothers and sisters around the world, even those especially in North Nigeria right now suffering, those around the world, even in the Western world that are suffering and that are being persecuted because of their faith in Christ Jesus. Those in Iraq, those under the oppression of ISIS, Lord, we pray, let the heaven intervene. We burn our frankincense this morning. Lord, let the flame be acceptable before you. Lord, we call you Father this morning because we need you to intervene.
Yes.
We need you to rescue our brothers and sisters wherever they find themselves.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, we stop
yes,
the terrorizing weapons of the enemy. We command the enemy's weapons to be silent. We command their gun to be choked. In the name of Jesus, we command their bomb, oh Father, to refuse to blow up. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you promise me your word that they will drink of their own blood and that they will eat of their own flesh. So in the name of Jesus, any terroristic demon that will come after your people, I pray this morning that he will eat of his own flesh and drink of his own blood. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I call on heaven to respond. I call on heaven to intervene.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, all over the earth, I pray for the believer. Lord, I pray, let the blood of Jesus cover each one of them. Lord, we pray that the enemy will not see them. Hide them under the covering of the blood. Holy Spirit, I pray that you give them wisdom, that you give them understanding. In the name of Jesus. Above all, we pray for the change in the mind of these young terrorists, of these young people being used by demons and principalities. Lord, we break the rod of darkness over their lives. We break the yoke of Islamic teachings, Lord, and we command the power of the Holy God to invade them. God, these young people will come back to their senses. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We fight against the force of darkness, against the kingdom of darkness. We will live life where there's darkness, even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call for the power of God to rise in the people of God, that they will show love and no hatred in this time. That we will show that we are the servant of the Most High God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we intercede, oh Father, we intercede for those Christians that are suffering in silence. Lord, for the women and the children and the older people that will be ran
but find herself in the situation, oh God, I don't even know what to do, but crying, we pray, let the Holy Spirit intervene. Let the Holy Spirit go into them. Let the Holy Spirit give them ideas. Let the Holy Spirit lead them. Just like you blend those people in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. So I pray that the rain of the blood will fall on the territory of Boko Haram, of ISIS, and other terroristic groups in the name of Jesus. Father, we silence the voice and the weapons of the enemy. We release the weapons of love all over the earth. We release the presence of our God. We release the presence of the Holy Spirit. We release the wind and the mighty blood of the food and the move of the Holy Spirit. All over the earth, God, the earth will know that there is a God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And God's people just say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom thanksgiving and honor, power and might, belong to our God. For
Fire to this body right now.
the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power and might belongs to our God. Heavenly Father, this year 2016 is our prosperity year. Though the world will be falling apart, we will increase. We will be promoted. We will see growth in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, career increase, career opportunity, promotion in the name of Jesus. Any denial I raise with the blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, I will pull the seal of approval upon any application, upon any demand for increase. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we prophesy right now. Commanding right now increase. Commanding promotion. Everybody denied has been granted. Lord, we say, no promotion has been granted. Everywhere they said there will be no increase. Lord, we say increase has been granted.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere they said there will be no growth.
Yes, Lord,
we say growth has been granted.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, and we reverse any attack right now. Any attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. Therefore, we join our voices, oh God.
Yes.
We repel, hey, the attacker. We repel his weapon. We repel any demon that has been assigned in this case. And we call for growth. We call for acceptance. We call for promotion in the name of Jesus. Those who deny, Lord, with their hand, they will sign. Oh, promotion. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we wear on testimony. For you are God of increase. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break the injustice. We break the injustice. We break the injustice. Yes. We will rise above it. We fight back in the name of Jesus. By rocking the Lord upon the battle from heaven. So we fight from heaven this morning. Oh, let the stars of the courtiers fight, oh God, on our behalf. For the promotion will not pass by.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Yes. Oh, I don't testify.
Amen.
Devil is a
liar. Amen. 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 Amen.
Increase is ours, promotion is ours. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Wisdom thanksgiving. Oh,
force at this time.
I think the strength, because last week it was really hard for me at work the whole week. I was kind of slow at my job and coworker was out sick and one of my other ones, I feel like I'm working all the time. But God gave me strength and he went through with the children's home with a disability that was able to be there, maintain it, and my staff was very supportive.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, we do thank God for strength. Amen. It's just great that I'm able to make it through every day. Yes, this is great.
Amen.
I had a long day.
You know, I was thinking about calling out, but let me go. I'll just go.
Yes. Praise to God. You can't take it for granted. We do need to
be Amen. Amen.
The strength of God. You know, my day starts at 6:30 in the morning and it ends at 1 o'clock in the morning. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the grace of God that brings me to
Amen.
The
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Any other prayers before it's a testimony? All right. Well, it's time to worship the Lord.
Amen. 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 That's
what
I'm to.
Yes, it is. In the Lord,
Amen.
We're naturally to multiply this. I'm like, Lord, all that to this week? Thank you, Jesus. And send an angel to touch our box. Praise the Lord, and he's touching your hearts, and we thank you for, as Pastor said, as for the contributions, the giving that you've been doing. You know, the ministry has been able to do some wonderful things in the name of the Lord,
Amen.
And because of your contributions. And also with that, just as we're going to make another comment on it, but we will have your receipts by next week, okay? For your contributions of 2014. All right?
Did you, I don't know, did you find out any more information about the
business
hearing?
Oh, I'm still waiting. The woman that I needed to hear from, she was out last week, so they said I should be receiving a call from her. But as soon as I get that information, I will forward it. I know that other people have been saying that they're interested in coming, being at my job, so we're looking to have a good time with that, but as soon as I have some more information, I will definitely bring it to the church
for
the living experience. Okay. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Joyce, Minister Joyce, Prophet Joyce, worship leader Joyce, awesome woman of God, Joyce. Amen.
Amen.
We ask that you not forget the mission for the building fund.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're still doing great and wonderful things in the ministry.
Amen.
So let's bow our heads. Father, we just thank you, God, for transition in this portion of your service, God, in the area of giving. We ask right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you bless those who are partaking in this session, O Lord. We ask right now that you bless, God, the offering that they're going to pour into this ministry, O God, into this fertile ground, God, that whatever the desire of their heart, God, will be manifested and made to be complete in 2015, God. We ask right now, God, that the seeds planted, God, be able, God, to continue, God, to feed the nations, God, water those
rivers,
God. Give help where they're needed, God. Bring deliverance, God, to the souls, God, who desperately need your delivering power. We thank you, God, for our partners, God, who are not here. We ask you to continue to just move upon them, God. Continue to bless them, God, in finances. Bless them in their health, God. Bless them, God, in their prayers, God.
Yes, Lord.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We ask that you break the offering box. Great things he has done, greater things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do, unto the Lord.
Let the weak sing, I am strong.